No IPFW students are from any of the banned countries, but two faculty members are, says Director of International Student Services, Brian Melray. He says he's planning to talk to all international students and staff, even those who aren't from countries under the travel ban.
We plan to emphasize IPFW's mission to continue to provide an environment of inclusivity that welcomes all.
Melray says there aren't any students in study abroad programs in the affected countries, but he'll reach out to those students as needed as well. The chair of IPFW's Hospitality and Tourism Management Department, John Kneeser, says even though he isn't from any of the countries with restricted border access, he still felt an extra level of security as he flew in from Germany on Sunday. Kneeser is a Swiss citizen and has a British passport, but he's lived in Fort Wayne for 10 years. He says the re-entry process usually takes about 10 minutes, but this time it took almost an hour. He had to answer many additional questions about who he is and where he's going.
I'm a resident here. I didn't feel I was coming home, put it mildly.
President Trump's travel ban means citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Sudan, Libya, and Somalia are barred from entering the U.S. for 90 days. New refugee admissions are suspended for 120 days. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.